Hello, everyone. This is Matthew Fraley with BreakpointTrades.com. This is the weekend commodity newsletter for Sunday, May 16th. And this newsletter is divided into three sections. Number one, we're going to talk about the new mechanical swing trade system for gold stocks. It's based on GDX. It's a true swing system. And I spent a lot of the weekend developing this. That's why this newsletter is out a little bit later than normal. But I think this was a good exercise, and I think you'll agree when you see the statistics below. Number two, then we're going to just go right into gold and silver commodities. And finally, the last part of the newsletter, we're going to talk about the U.S. dollar, general commodities, crude oil, etc. So, again, the first part of this newsletter, you can see that I have some text below here. Make sure to read this. I talk about this new mechanical system, and there's also a video. It says click here in yellow, so you know, read the text and then click there to watch the video. And also, we do have a real-time email and SMS alert service. We can send you an email or we can send you a text message to your phone. It's very cheap. It's $15 a month, very reasonable. So this is how I'll probably send the signals out during the day. Again, this is a mechanical system for trading gold stocks. And the signals come at the end of the day. So that means you would buy or short GDX at the end of the day, or near the close, and you hold for a certain amount of days until we get a sell signal or an exit signal. And let's go ahead and go jump right into the statistics, shall we? So item number two shows you some tables here, and this shows you the new mechanical swing trade system for GDX, for trading gold stocks. There's a few tables on here. The system we're going to use is the third table at the bottom, highlighted in yellow. It says improved GDX swing system. However, before I get into that, let's talk about the first couple tables. This mechanical system is based on the bullish percent gold miners index, which I'll talk about below. And that's where we get our main signals from. The first two tables above show you that it's better to take the signal. It's best. The system is improved dramatically if you can enter the trade on the day that the bullish percent gold miners index gives a buy or sell signal via crossing above the 8-day, above or below the 8-day moving average. Now the problem with it, as many of you might know from the bullish percent gold miners index, or any bullish percent index, is that they don't update on stock charts until about 1 to 1.5 hours after the close. So that means, you know, the market closes at 1600 Eastern Standard Time. Well, the BPGDM does not update until about 5 or 5:30 Eastern Standard Time. And, you know, obviously you could take a trade after hours, but GDX, it's not a NASDAQ stock. It's thin, and many times it moves quite a bit after hours, and you have a large bid ask. And so it's best if you can take the signals on the day. Well, I figured out a way to get the signals intraday, so I can tell what the BPGDM is going to be before, you know, instead of waiting for an hour and a half after the close. So it's a little secret BPT custom scan that I have found, and this is what we're going to use. So the first two tables up here below, or the first two tables on item number two, shows you the statistics. The one on the left shows you if you take the signals at the end of the day, and you can see going back to March of 2009, you can see that you'd have gained 92.7% or 93% you would have made on your money. That's pretty damn good. And you'd have gained about 36 points. And here's the thing, it's definitely a swing trade system. The average days in a trade, 24. So your average days in a trade are 24 days with the smallest time frame of 9 days. That's excellent. Nice swing trade system. The one on the right shows you why it still works. You could see you'd have made 65% on your money, and you'd have made about 24 points on the GDX. About a year and 2 months going back. However, note, I mean, that's quite a bit lower results. And that's simply taking the trade the next morning, buying the next day's open. And that's how we've been doing the this system and how most people have been doing a system, because there was really no easy way to get to know what the signal was in the BPGDM, you know, until an hour and a half after the market closed, which was many times too late to enter the trade, and you would usually enter the trade the next morning. So you still made money, but you can see it was about 30% lower. Now this new improved system below, I add another filter in here where if the BPGDM gets above 83%, we automatically exit any longs. And that improves the system even further. You can see I had four exits based on that statistics. And it brought up the statistics to 143% gain. That's awesome. 76% of the trades were winning trades. The average winning trade was 12%. And the average losing trade was only about 3.1%, and there was only about four losing trades, so that's very good. And again, the average time in trade is 24 days, so very good system, very nice. Item number three shows you the improved system just by itself without all the other things above, so you don't get confused. Again, you can see this system. Again, it's a mechanical trading swing system. You enter the trades at the end of the day near the close, and you exit all the trades near the close. You'd have gained about 143% in just a little bit over a year. And so currently GDX has been on a buy signal, you can see, since March 31st, 2010, so a little over a month and a half. So the entry price is 46. Currently GDX is 53.15, so you'd be up about 16.9% on that last entry. So we are now on the lookout for a sell signal. And anyway, very nice system. This is something that I plan to add to Breakpoint Trades, and I plan to send out signals via email. If you haven't done so, I would suggest signing up to our SMS text messaging service or email service, because I plan to send out signals intraday for this. And again, I'm able to update and get the BP GDM signal before the market closes. So that's one of the keys to the system. Chart number four shows you the bullish percent gold miners index. This is a chart that I've used for many, many months. Again, this is what the system above is based on. You get your buy and sell signals when this crosses above or below the 8-day moving average. You can see it's been working pretty well. But again, the problem with the system here has been that this indicator on stockcharts.com doesn't update until about an hour and a half after the market closes, which many times, you know, you're not able to get in to buy or short GDX at a very good price after hours. And you can enter the next day, but as we've seen from the statistics above, the results on your system go down a lot. And so that's the big improvement on the system that I've added, being able to see what the BPGDM is intraday. Okay. So anyways, you can see currently BPGDM went on a buy signal on March 31st. That's when it crossed over the 8-day moving average. So now it's currently at 77.5%. It's getting up there. If it gets over 83.5%, it's an automatic sell signal. Okay. Otherwise, the next sell signal will be when it crosses below the 8-day moving average. So that does it for the mechanical systems. Now let's go ahead and look at GDX just by itself. Chart number 5 is a 60-minute GDX chart. I commented on this on the last week on the trading community. As you can see on the 60-minute GDX chart, we had no negative divergence on the MACD, and I commented on that last week. Well, GDX gold stocks pulled back on Thursday and a little bit on Friday, but to me, without the divergence, it looked like they could have another move up, and that's what it looks like is probably going to happen. So in my opinion, I think gold stocks will have another move up here, maybe make a new high, and that will possibly set up some negative divergence via the MACD. We need another move up in price, a higher high, and for the MACD to form a lower high. That'll set up divergence. Notice that we had a little buy signal on the little ratio at the top, So in my opinion, wouldn't be surprised if we see some more upside on gold stocks here early this week. And tonight, as I record this, gold is up about 870. So that bodes well for the gold stocks. Chart number 6 is a 15-minute GDX chart for your view. Now, let's move into the second section of this newsletter. We're going to talk about gold and silver metal. Chart number 7 is a daily gold chart. And this has my Elliott wave count on here. You can see that this count is playing out. You can read my comments on May 12th that I state that this looks like a bullish wave count, and this move up looks like a wave 3. Wave 3 in Roman numeral in green there. The reason why I say that is because it's strong and it's long and there's no negative divergence via the MACD or the histogram. So this looks like a wave 3. So when obviously gold's getting overbought here in the short term. I read some newsletters over the weekend from Kitco.com and 321Gold, and a lot of them talked about how gold's getting overbought and due for a pullback. And that's probably true. However, I don't think a major top is here yet because, yes, it's overbought. You can see on the RSI, the RSI is over 70%, and that's quite extended. However, there's no negative divergence. And so my opinion is that when gold pulls back, it'll probably be some kind of fourth wave. You can see my wave count in green. And remember, when you have a fourth wave, then you have another move up in a wave 5. So that's, you know, if you had to put a gun to my head, that's my most probable count, what I think will happen with gold. But tonight, gold's up again. It's up about $9. We'll see if that holds in the morning or not. And a lot of this is due to the fear trade, concerns about the euro, etc., as many of us know from reading the headline news. Chart number 8 is another daily chart of gold. Shows you the support and resistance areas without the wave count. But again, the same thing applies. Chart number 9 is a weekly chart of gold. And this is a chart that I had last summer. I had gold as forming an inverse head and shoulder pattern that measured up to about 1,300. So far this pattern is playing out. It appears that gold's moving up at some kind of wave 5. And, you know, again, this pattern measures to about 1,300, so, you know, maybe gold wants to go up to 1,300 before it tops out. We'll just have to see. Chart number 10 is the ultra-long-term view of gold. It goes back to the beginning of the secular bull market back in 2001. You can see the Elliott wave counts here. If you don't understand Elliott wave, don't worry about it. But it, for those of you Elliott wavers who are here, well, here you go. This appears to be the bullish long-term wave count. Shows that, you know, gold's still got a long way to go before it's ultimately topped out. Also on the weekend, on the trading community, there was some talk about the commercial net short on gold, and it's something I keep an eye on. But one thing that I've learned over the years is that the commercial net short can stay high on gold for a long time. The commercial net short works best for buys. Generally, you get your best buys whenever gold has a good correction and it falls below 100,000 net short. You can see all the green bars on here. You can see every time gold fell below 100,000K, that was great buying opportunities. But, you know, it's at 282,000 net short, and that's high, but you can see the last peak last November 2009 was at 308,000. So it's been higher than this, and, you know, it can stay high. So it's something to watch, but it's not a sell signal on its own. Now taking a look at silver. Chart number 12 is a daily chart of silver. Silver here is testing resistance from December of 2009. And this chart is as of Friday. However, tonight silver is, of course, actually silver is about flat. So silver is up here a little bit near resistance. Silver is lagging relative to gold, as we know. But, you know, maybe this is forming a cup and handle. We'll just have to see. Chart number 13 is SLV, that's the silver ETF. Steve Nelson posted this on the trading community on the weekend. It's a relevant chart because you can see that you can draw a trend line going all the way back to October of 2008. And notice that we keep back testing this uptrend line. And so that is resistance for now. And doesn't mean it's got to hold silver back, but it is finding resistance right there. Again, obviously silver, you know, tends to move up on gold's curtails. However, this has always been my opinion that, you know, the true fear trade is gold. Silver is very commodity based. It's very industrial based. It's used in industrials, and so, you know, we've seen this in 2008 with silver and a lot of commodities. If you ever have a big economic downturn or depression, silver will get hit because its demand goes down from industrial uses, whereas gold tends to be more of a fear trade, more of a play on, you know, fiat currencies, etc. So silver, while it will get dragged up with gold, I still don't view it fundamentally as strong as gold. So I'll probably get a lot of mail on that, but that's been my opinion. Chart number 14 is a 60-minute chart of SLV, and what you can see here is a bull flag, bull wedge pattern that formed on Friday. So more than likely, it looks like silver is going to move up here, probably early this week. Now moving on to the last section of this newsletter with item number 15, we're going to talk about the U.S. dollar, the general general commodities, and crude oil. So chart number 16 is the U.S. dollar. You can see on Friday it was up strongly, up 1%. The U.S. dollar is powering up here. Again, this is because the euro is collapsing. It has really taken a hit, and so even though the U.S. dollar obviously has its own fundamental problems, as we all know, the euro, you know, it's still viewed as a safe haven, the U.S. dollar, and money is flowing out of the euro into the U.S. dollar and treasuries. So the U.S. dollar is just powering up here, and this appears to be either a very bullish wave, you know, wave one, two, and this would be a wave three, or we're in some kind of wave five. But either way, it's super strong. There's no negative divergence in the MACD. Yes, it's overbought, but, you know, it's very strong. And tonight, once again, the dollar is up again. I think it's up near that 87 level, that next dotted line. I mean, it's getting close to retracing the whole sell-off it had last year. I also want to reiterate another point here, folks. As you recall, last fall, there was a lot of end-of-the-world talk about the U.S. dollar, how the U.S. dollar was going to go to nothing, the U.S. dollar was going to lose its reserve world currency, the U.S. dollar was going to collapse, it's going to be the end, etc., etc. Well, as I talked about back then, the U.S. when you see that all that news in the media, that tends to be some kind of bottom, and that's what it was. We identified the bottom in the U.S. dollar last fall. Well, we identified it back in early November. We were a little bit earlier, but we were correct. It formed a five-wave downtrend completion with positive divergence. And if you recall at the time, someone even posted this on the trading community, that a famous model had requested that she only be paid in euros. It's kind of funny. I hope they're still paying her in euros. So, you know, I'm sure she doesn't want to be paid in euros, but now. But keep paying her in euros, baby. So, anyway, don't listen to the news media. Don't listen to hype. Don't listen to the masses when you're trading the market. The market tends to bottom whenever the news is worst in the media, and it tends to top when the news is best. So the U.S. dollar is definitely strong at this time. Chart number 17 is a 60-minute U.S. dollar chart. And so this is current, and you can see once again the dollar's up tonight. So the dollar just continues powering up here. Eventually it's going to pull back, but, you know, it continues to be strong. And the U.S. dollar and gold have, you know, gold, as you know, historically has had an inverse relation to the ship to the U.S. dollar. Every time the U.S. dollar rallied, gold would fall. But that has not been the case for a while here. As the U.S. dollar goes higher, so does gold. So that's something very different. Gold seems to be in some kind of, maybe it's stage two of its bull market. So now let's move on to commodities. Chart number 18 is the CRB Commodities Index. That's the General Commodities Index. It has 17 different various commodities. And this broke down from a symmetrical triangle over a week ago. General commodities are weak. Again, gold is strong, but most other commodities, crude oil, other base metals, gasoline, heating oil, are weak. And that's because the U.S. dollar is rallying. And maybe also, you know, maybe world demand is not as strong as people realize. So general commodities are being hit by the U.S. dollar. Chart number 19 is the weekly chart of CRB. You can see it broke down from this rising uptrend channel. Chart number 20 is a daily chart of crude oil. You can see this bearish rising wedge that I marked on April 25th has been playing out. Crude oil broke down from that, and it sold off dramatically. It couldn't even stop at the 200-day moving average last week. It formed a bear flag and broke down again. Anyway, crude oil is down again tonight. It's down about another $1.38. So the next support is that 70 area, that horizontal line around 70. Otherwise, very ugly for crude oil. Chart number 21 is the weekly chart of crude oil. And you can see, actually it's a monthly chart. Crude oil is potentially breaking down from a large rising wedge pattern. So, also you can see that that broken up trend line from 1998, we never got above that, so that acted as resistance. And stochastics are overbought. Chart number 22 is gasoline, unleaded gasoline. I had this in my May 5th newsletter. Obviously, this bearish rising wedge is playing out. I've seen some talk in the media about how gasoline is actually dropping for Memorial Day. Well, you know, the way the chart pattern is, that's why it's happening. And chart number 23 is a APC. This was a trade idea last week. It's an oil stock. It had corrected dramatically, well over about 20-something points from its high. It had formed a bullish falling wedge. We had it in last week's newsletters as a trade idea. It broke out of the wedge, as you can see, but it's pulling back. And that's typical. Whenever you have a stock in a steep sell-off, and especially if they have a steep downtrend line, when you break out of it, you don't just run up. You often come back and retest the broken downtrend line, and that's what's happening here. So this is one to watch for a trade idea early this week if crude oil can find some footing. I would like to see the stochastics here in the 60-minute chart maybe get oversold, and if it can do that and then start turning up, this might give you a lower risk entry. And chart number 24 is a 60-minute chart of USO. That's the crude oil ETF. There is some potential for positive divergence here in the MACD, but otherwise, the MACD has got to turn up for that divergence to kick in. Crude oil sells off hard, this could be lost. Chart number 25 is a weekly chart of copper. You can see copper had negative divergence at the weekly high, and it's pulling back here. Its next support is that trend line below. And chart number 26 is a daily chart of copper along with the S&P 500. Copper bottomed before the S&P 500. It bottomed in late 2008. And it's quite possibly topped out here before the market. It topped out in early April, whereas the S&P topped out in late April. So that's something interesting. Anyway, you can see the support on copper below, etc. So there you go, folks. Let's see what happens early this week. Again, a lot of eyes are going to be on Europe, etc., and the U.S. dollar. Okay. And as far as commodities and commodity stocks, let's watch the GDX. Again, we have a mechanical system for this, so we'll be watching for a sell signal. And anyway, that does it. Have a great evening, and I will see you on the trading community this week. Thank you.